Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Hey, we are switching things up on the Business News Hour. Rather than do Jeff Pitts from City View on Friday, let's do it on Thursday so we give you a better heads up of stuff to do in the metro. What do you think, Jeff?
Sounds good. What day is it today?
Today would be Thursday.
Okay.
just remember, today is Thursday, right? And so I figure, you know, this will be able to give people a heads up what's going on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, into next week. What do you think? Work?
Makes sense to me.
Yeah, me too. That way we don't catch them at 5:30 on Friday, right? Give you a guide.
Just in time to let you know what you're missing.
Right, exactly. Now we're ahead of the ball game, and we're telling you on Thursday what's going on this weekend and beyond. Ha!
Beautiful.
Bam, baby!
That's why you get paid the big bucks, isn't it?
Right, yeah, right.
That is brilliant.
Brilliant, yeah, right. Jeff Pitts, City View. He is our arts and entertainment correspondent, and he has plenty of those things. What's going on?
You know, I just realized as you were speaking there, arts and entertainment is my worst Trivial Pursuit category.
That's why I'm here. Hang with me, brother.
Okay.
Yeah, you do geography, I'll do arts and entertainment. As long as it's
pre-1980. Pre-1980.
Yeah, because I have no idea. You know, because there's like 5,000 channels on the tube now. And people talk about these stars, because I check the news every morning and you know what's going on. And all these people, I have no idea who any of them are.
Me neither.
None of them.
I do have a rule for these young stars.
Yeah.
Not just stars, just the world in general. If you were born during the Clinton administration, I don't want anything to do with you.
Too young?
Yep.
Yep.
And, yeah.
You're sounding like a geezer, man.
Right. I'm a geezer.
Oh. All right. Well, let's turn the page and find...
Anyone born during the Clinton administration can't be trusted.
Oh, well, there go the ratings. All right.
That's a small segment of your demo.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Things to do.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not a big gambler, Michael, but I would be remiss if I didn't mention that horse racing started last night tonight at Prairie Meadows.
You know, Thursday night?
Thursday night.
Tonight?
Tonight. Yeah, it starts tonight.
Yeah, it starts tonight.
Yeah, starts tonight.
Let's do that again.
I wrote it for...
Huh? All right.
Big weekend, Michael. Yeah.
Big weekend.
Big weekend.
All right.
I'm not a big gambler, but Michael, I would be remiss if I didn't mention that horse racing starts tonight.
All right.
At Prairie Meadows in Altoona. If you feel the need to see some speed, the ponies are raring to go.
That's very nice alliteration.
Yeah. Live thoroughbred racing. Post times starts tonight at 6-ish. Also runs through the weekend, and it actually runs through August.
Forever, so. Yeah.
What's the most you've ever won or lost?
At a horse race?
Any gambling endeavor.
Most I've ever won was about $125.
Yeah?
Yeah, most I've ever lost was...
That's a lot in 1906.
Most I've ever lost is maybe $3.
Really?
Yeah.
So not a lot of gambling, or you just always win?
No. It's just that I put in money, and then when I win... If I put in $3 and I win $4, I'm out.
You're done.
Yeah. See, the folks at Prairie Meadows do not like me, because I go in there, you know, I've got $5. If I lose.
Yeah.
But usually I come out even.
Usually come out.
Yeah.
38 cents ahead.
Yeah, 38 cents, maybe.
My grandma actually used to take me to the races at Prairie Meadows.
Yeah.
When I was like 8.
I was at the races with my parents when I was a young kid in Detroit. Yeah. And I can't remember where we went, but we went to this place, and I remember my father, may he rest in peace, betting on these horses, and I'm going, what are you doing? And,
you
got to read the list, you know? Yeah, whatever. I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
You got to read the list.
I don't know. I don't know anything about horse racing.
Yeah.
Other than it's fast and the jockeys are little.
Yeah. Well, they can hang on.
Yeah. Horse racing, Prairie Meadows, kids, tonight.
More speed, Friday and Saturday, the Drake, and tonight, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the Drake Relays at Drake Stadium. If you've been living under a rock, that's going on. Starting at noon Friday, the event runs until late Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
If you're in central Des Moines, you will feel the presence.
Yes.
And it's a fun presence.
Nice.
So get down there, the Blue Oval. Also tonight, or Friday, it's time to get your geek on.
A little geekish?
Yep. All right, bear with me. Is there an anti-me, multiverses, quantum entanglements, and infinite possibilities? I don't know what that means. I don't really know, but if you want to know,
then you got to go wherever this is.
Drake's Spring Lecture Series, Star Stuff and Temporal Discoveries.
Wow.
And then after the lecture, you look at stars.
Hmm.
Sounds kind of cool. Lectures begin at 8. Sky viewing begins at dark. If the weather's clear, of course.
Is wine involved?
Doesn't say.
Okay.
Doesn't say. They're probably...
Sign me up. Probably BYOW.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. I've plugged this before, but you should know this is last chance. Tonight, tomorrow, last chance to see Ragtime at the Des Moines Community
Playhouse.
At the dawn of a new century, everything is changing and anything is possible. Three families with vastly different backgrounds cross paths and their lives intertwine. Pursuit of the American dream.
Ragtime.
Ragtime. I just like saying it.
Yeah, it is fun, isn't it? Des Moines Playhouse. Ragtime.
Ragtime.
All right.
It's the 7th annual Spring Slam Derby Jam. You have no idea what this is, do you?
No. None. The Spring Slam Derby Jam.
Yep. It's got a nice ring to it.
Yeah, it does. I like it.
Okay, here it goes. Ready? The Des Moines Derby Brats. This is roller derby.
Yeah, I figured.
Derby Brats. That's not the nicest team nickname I can think of, but they coined it. The team will do whatever it is you do in roller derby on Saturday and Sunday at Skate North. That's this coming
right,
Saturday.
Right, right. Saturday, Sunday, Skate North.
The event starts at 8 a.m. both days. This team, the Derby Brats, was formed in 2011 by world speed skating champion Romina Muse. The Des Moines Derby Brats give area youth an alternative sporting event opportunity that fosters discipline, teamwork, and social acceptance, in addition to rocking skating skills.
Rocking skating skills. And you get to be called a brat.
Is that a good thing now?
I don't know.
Is that like cool? He's bad.
I don't know.
Team is currently ranked number 3 in the world. What's the highest you've ever been ranked in the world at anything?
34.
Really? What was it?
I can't tell you.
You got it right off the top of your head.
Yeah.
34.
Yeah. 34. Actually, 55th. I was the 55th president of the Iowa Junior Chamber of Commerce. How's that?
Nice.
Yeah, there you go.
Very nice. 55th.
Yep, 55th. And now I think they're at 124.
Really?
So, I'm so old that, you know, they're now into triple digits.
Still, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's a short list.
Yeah, it was.
Considering.
Hello.
Hello. Okay.
All right, Derby Brats.
Now, last week, you asked me how head coach Dixie Wooten and the Iowa Barnstormers were doing.
Yeah.
And like an idiot, I didn't know.
And?
But ask you now, Michael.
Has that changed?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Saturday night, the Barnstormers tackle the Green Bay Blizzard at 7:05 p.m. at Wells Fargo. The Stormers are busting teams wide open in indoor league action. The team is 4-2 and looking to dominate the hapless 0-6 squad from up north.
0-6? Yeah. Something comes out of Green Bay and they're 0-6 in arena football? It's wrong.
The agony of the Blizzard.
It's wrong.
During last week's game, Iowa beat the Nebraska Danger 41-25 as QB Grant Rohawk threw 3 touchdowns in his first ever start for the Barnstormers. And as an added bonus, it will be family fun night at the well.
Well, there you go. It's reason enough to go.
The Kids Corner returns on the main concourse with brand new coloring pages. But Michael, those are just for the kids.
What do the adults get to do?
Watch the game.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Tickets go for as little as $12.
Got it.
It's kind of cool. All right. Sunday, April 29th, Des Moines Kids Business Fair. We're catering to the pre-Clinton administration crowd today.
Or really post-Clinton.
Right, post-Clinton.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I meant. That's what I meant.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So this is a business.
This is right up your alley, I
think. Yeah, I know. This is, I don't know anything about this.
The Des Moines Kids in Business Fair will allow kids to sell their own products, teaching them about marketing, sales, counting change, and calculating profit.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, so you can reserve a booth for your kids or just plan to come and shop 1 to 3 p.m. So you'd be buying products, it sounds like, from the young entrepreneurs.
And where is this at?
This is, you can find out all the details at dsmkidsinbiz.com. It's not
all
on
right.
my sheet.
Kidsinbiz.com.
I almost made something up. I can't.
Yeah,
can't
it's in Des Moines.
Yeah, it's in Des Moines. You'll find it. Just Google Des Moines Kids in Business Fair.
Got it.
Sounds kind of cool.
All right. We'll cover this in the intro.
Yeah, cover that up. Yeah. Also this weekend, Fairgrounds is going to be hopping.
Gun show?
With all your faves.
Gun show.
No.
No. Horse show.
Take Two Children's Consignment Sale. Des Moines Spring Fest Horse Show.
Yeah, okay.
Junk Jubilee.
Junk Jubilee's back.
And of course, Sisters Annual Craft and Vendor Fundraiser.
Sisters.
Yep.
Well, is that like Catholic Sisters of somebody?
No idea.
Oh, okay.
I just saw four events at the fairgrounds. Check out the fairgrounds website. They'll have all the details.
All right.
Four events.
Four.
Lots of stuff going on.
One.
For kids and otherwise.
Yeah.
And horse
Junk
show.
Junk Jubilee.
Yep.
I thought for sure a gun show. Yeah, I
you
just had that.
I love the gun shows.
I love the gun shows. Yeah. I'm going to buy me a bazooka at one of those.
Are bazookas legal? Are they still a thing?
Everything's legal.
Everything's legal.
Yeah.
Bazooka.
Give me a howitzer.
That's howitzer.
Yeah. I'm going to parade around downtown with a howitzer.
What's your favorite gun name? Weapon name.
Uzi.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. It's just a cool name.
It is
the
cool.
Uzi.
You ever shot an Uzi?
No.
Me neither. What's the highest caliber you've ever shot?
I
shot a 21. 22. It's a white game.
22. Wow.
21. That's 20, pretty rare.
Yes.
No, it's 22.
You still make those?
Yeah. Okay. How many masterworks do you have, Michael?
Masterworks?
Yeah.
Oh, a ton. Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Look behind you.
That's a good point. But those aren't by you. He's pointing at the books.
Oh, by me?
Yeah.
Oh, I none.
None. Okay. Well, Saturday and Sunday at the Civic Center, the Des Moines Symphony shows off its Masterwork 6, Beyond the Score, Elgar's Enigma Variations in collaboration with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra.
Bum, 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 bum.
Bum, 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 bum.
Nice.
The great English composer Edward Elgar wrote his much-loved Enigma Variations to depict friends pictured within. Sounds great.
Yeah, okay.
There's Enigma. More, but people Enigma. Don't care. And right. there's a lot of hard words pronounced.
Is that right?
I'm just going to check out.
Just going to skip right over that.
Yep.
Just go.
Yep.
If you like Enigma.
Yes.
Yes.
Who doesn't like Enigma?
I know. Come on.
Wrapped in a mystery.
That's right.
Riddle something.
It was one of my girlfriend's names, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah. Enigma Johnson.
From the past.
Oh, yeah. It's Detroit.
Detroit?
Detroit. Yeah, that's where I'm from, you know. Detroit.
Detroit. Detroit. You ever get back to Detroit?
I haven't been back in a long time. But
yeah.
that's it's such a great place to go. I was just telling a friend earlier today that he really needs to step it up and buy a Shinola watch.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I can't tell if you're joking.
No, or... They're made in Detroit, and they're a real high-end Swiss movement watch, Shinola. Check it out. Google Shinola watches.
I'm You'll scared plots. To see what would come
You'll
up.
You'll plots, man. It's great.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'll try it. More speed. Friday and Saturday, the Drake, and tonight, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the Drake Relays at Drake Stadium. If you've been living under a rock, that's going on. Starting at noon Friday, the event runs until late Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
If you're in central Des Moines, you will feel the presence.
Yes.
And it's a fun presence.
Nice.
So get down there. The Blue Oval. Also tonight, or Friday, it's time to get your geek on.
A little geekish?
Yep. All right, bear with me. Is there an anti-me, multiverses, quantum entanglements, and infinite possibilities? I don't know what that means.
About?
I don't really know, but if you want to know,
then you got to go wherever this is.
Drake's Spring Lecture Series, Star Stuff and Temporal Discoveries.
Wow.
And then after the lecture, you look at stars.
Hmm.
Sounds kind of cool. Lectures begin at 8. Sky viewing begins at dark. If the weather's clear, of course.
Is wine involved?
Doesn't say.
Okay.
Doesn't say. They're probably...
Sign me up.
Probably BYOW.
Yeah. Nice.
Next week, Iowa Cubs.
Really?
Yep. Versus Omaha Storm Chasers. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. They play the Royals farm team, the Storm Chasers.
Ah.
Omaha, from Omaha.
Yeah, got it.
So Cubs, Royals.
Nice.
Up-and-comers. Get out to the ballyard if you haven't. All right. The blue, the gray. Brother against brother.
Who?
Countryman against countryman.
Who?
Bayonet versus cannonball.
Oh, no.
Oh, Michael, are you a Civil War buff?
I do enjoy the Civil War.
Yeah.
I mean, not. I enjoy learning about it, yes.
Mm-hmm. I think almost everybody does.
Yeah, it's just
to varying degrees, but no one is, like, repulsed that I've met by Civil War. The State Historical Museum down in the East Village contains a plethora of our state's Civil War artifacts, and the organization is hosting its Goldie's Kids Club, History Makers American Civil War, on Wednesday, May 2nd. Again, that's in the East Village downtown.
Right.
Historical Museum.
There. Where are you? I was just there this last week.
Did
yeah.
you see the section?
I did.
Yeah, it's neat.
I did. It's very nice. They also have a First World War display there as well.
Yeah?
Yeah, so they're kind of into war down there at the hysterical building.
They're into war. Is that their tagline?
Yeah, that's it. It's come to the Iowa Historical Building. We're into war.
Into war.
Yeah. All right.
All right, Michael. Let's do some word association.
Cats.
Yes.
All right.
Ding, 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 ding.
We're done.
What do you think of when I say Kansas?
Sunflowers.
Really? Why?
Because that's the state flower.
I did not know that.
Stick with me.
Is there anything you don't? You are good at trivia.
Yeah. Actually, and my wife is from Kansas, and she has a tattoo of a sunflower. She has a bicycle tattooed on her thigh, and on one wheel it's a sunflower, and the other wheel is a heart.
Really?
Yes. So there you go. So that's a Kansas thing for you.
I have no idea. Okay. Carry on my wayward son.
Kansas.
Yeah.
That would be the band.
That would be the band. They're coming. Stevens Auditorium, May 3rd, 7:30.
Wow.
That's Thursday for you at home that don't have a counter in front of you. With a legendary career spanning more than four decades, Kansas is established as an iconic classic rock band. The Garage Band from Topeka released its debut album in 1974, and they've gone on to sell more than 30 million albums worldwide.
Wow.
They produced 8 gold albums, 3 sextuple platinum albums, 1 platinum live album, and 2 1 million selling golden signals. Carrying on my wayward son and Dust in the Wind.
Dust in the Wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
They appeared on the Billboard charts for more than 200 weeks throughout the 70s and 80s. That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot. Kansas.
Here's something I didn't know. Carry On My Wayward Son continues to be one of the top 5 most played songs in classic rock radio.
Well, it is it's a classic.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Dust in the Wind has been played more than 3 million times.
Really?
That's
probably
a lot.
At the same station.
Probably. Also, yeah, on classic
Dust
radio.
In the Wind coming up next. Next hour, Dust in the Wind. Oh, well.
Yeah, so that sounds kind of cool.
Yeah, Stevens Auditorium.
Yep.
Ames.
And if Kansas isn't home for you on Thursday, Avid presents. Now, this is the library series.
This is next Thursday.
This is the same Thursday, right? Stephanie Powell Watts is coming to Des Moines University to speak about her book, her powerful novel called No One Is Coming to Save Us.
Ooh.
It's optimistic.
Thank you for your optimistic outlook on life.
I don't mean to joke. It's been described as the Great Gatsby, recast in the contemporary South. Winner of an NAACP Image Award for Outstanding Literary Work. This book was named one of the best books of 2017 by Entertainment Weekly and several other outlets.
Nice.
Sounds cool. And that is always a neat event. Avid GAM event. Library hosting.
Wow. Very good. Stuff going on.
Yeah. And with time to...
With time. Yeah.
Act.
I know. Go. See, this is a Thursday. See, that's why we're doing it on Thursday. So you
Brilliant.
Do Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and the next week.
All why right. are we just now thinking of this?
I know. It just hit me.
See how I take a little bit of credit, but it's...
That's it.
How do we just come up with this
How
idea?
Do we just... How do we do that? Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, he knows what to do because he is from City View. We do this each and every week. Have a little fun as we point you in the direction of stuff to do. This weekend and beyond. For all of us at Inside on Business, the News Hour, have yourself a good evening. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man.